I'm going to take a quick sec and say some thank yous to people who need thanking, who earn some thanking. First of all, at the front of house sound engineer, my good friend, Terry Lapointe, TLP. Ignacio is doing the lights tonight. Thank you so much. Chris is doing a fine, fine job with the monitors. Thank you. And Kellyanne is our house manager tonight. And Ted and Jeff as well have helped out with putting the show together. The Independent is a very special venue. There are not a lot of places that could put on a show like this. We really depend on the expertise of this professional, awesome, top-rate venue. Yeah. Also, big thanks to Ben Bryan and Brian Duquette for booking me and continuing to believe in this Concert Carnival thing. Very, very cool. A big thanks to our MC tonight, Mary Marr, Keenan Carver. Love that woman. One of my really, really good friends for the last 20 years. Our house DJ tonight is DJ Shotwell. Marianne, thank you, Marianne. Our stage manager and, I don't know, just like a chiseled hunk of masculinity is John Hart. Thank you, John Hart. Our backstage manager is Claire Rendazzo. One of the best backstage managers I've ever experienced. She just gave me some throat coat tea, and I didn't even think I wanted it, but I did. Sachi and Russell are selling merchandise tonight. Thank you so much. I think they might be the only people besides me who've been to every Concert Carnival over the last 19 years. Incredible. Mackenzie and Evan are here from Bluegrass Pride. And we've got a live stream team, Joanne and Jim and Brian. And then I've got endless thanks for my wife and partner in life, partner in crime, Aaron Keefe. Thank you, Aaron. I hope there's no one else I forgot, but that's it for now.
How about now, Keith, y'all?
Oh, thank you. Honored.
All right, the year is 1927. An immigrant from Europe comes over here seeking sanctuary, seeking a better quality of life. His name was Irving Berlin. And in 1927, he wrote a piece of music that an Argentinian gypsy jazz guitar player heard and kind of took a shine to it and decided he was going to swing the melody. And years later after that, Jerry Garcia picks up a copy of the record that this guy, Oscar Alemán, that gypsy jazz Argentinian guitar player, having recorded and flipped out over it. And the next thing you know, he's recording it with David Grisman in the early 90s. Garcia Grisman. As one called the Russian lullaby. It's the way things roll, folks. Folk music is a grand old tradition of perpetual transition. Every tradition begins as an innovation, and every innovation is built on the traditions before it. Here's a wintertime story for you.